our spotlight on charter schools. Today, arts educator Mandy DeBoer to discuss your theater niche at West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics and, well, maybe why art for kids. And boy, I sure liked art growing up. Still do. Mandy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you to you, arts educator, over 14 years of teaching experience, very young in your career. I know your love of theater began at a very young age, and I'll let you tell me the rest of the story. Your master's in elementary education from Grand Valley. Thank you for that. And, of course, your theater degree from Ohio Wesleyan University, hence why your love of theater is a dream come true. Currently teaching theater at West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics, also arts integration coordinator. Great mouthful for a great person. Mandy, bring us back to, when art came into your life.
I started doing theater at an extremely young age. I was lucky to be in a program at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater called the Civic Youth Theater, and I got to start that in fourth grade. So my love of theater started at a really young age. Went to school, as you said, at Ohio Wesleyan. After doing theater all the way through high school, decided I wanted to do that as a career. Graduated with a degree in theater and English from Ohio Wesleyan. And then I was lucky enough to do an internship in New York City. Lived in New York City for a while and did the theater thing. And decided to come back to Michigan. And that's where I decided to pursue education.
And here you are. Let's do some 101s before we get into the details. Tell me about West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics.
It's an amazing school, a dream school. Our mission statement at the Academy is empowering students to reach their ultimate personal success through the unique integration of arts and academics. And that's really what makes us stand out, as we truly believe in the importance of the arts and of teaching the arts side by side with the academic standards.
Talk more about the school's arts integration curriculum specifically and your role.
All right, so we start our kids off in kindergarten, actually PK, our transitional kindergarten. They get to see all of our art forms, dance, instrumental music, vocal music, theater, and visual arts. And we've actually started a media arts program that we are starting off this year. They get to see them once a week. We integrate the arts, meaning that we teach a standard that they're learning in their academic classrooms side by side with the standard in the national arts standards. In that area. So they may be learning about how the butterfly comes to be in their academic classroom, and then they might act it out or dance it out in their classroom with their dance teacher. So they're really learning about that starting from K through 3. And fourth and fifth grade, they begin to study what we call arts for art's sake, where they're learning and really digging into the art forms. By the end of fifth grade, they pick a major. So they pick an area of art that they find that they excel in, and they study that area. They have specific classes that they have to take, 9 classes that they have to take in that area. And they end their eighth grade year with a focus project, which is a student-led project showcasing all that they've learned through their years here at the Academy. So they really get a full, rounded education in the arts, as well as learning it side-by-side with their academics.
That's wonderful. So here's the question. How are you keeping kids engaged, in their learning during the pandemic?
Well, a bunch of ways. We are actually a school that is face-to-face as well as has a virtual option. So we've joined a consortium with a bunch of other schools and are teaching virtually. I've been creating lessons for arts for those virtual kids. So we are actually reaching kids outside of our school to get arts that are still in their programs. We are also just doing things a little differently. We, instead of having audiences come in, are filming them and then sharing them. And the kids are learning new techniques on how to do things like acting for a camera versus on the stage for an audience and things like that. So they are still very creative and very much in the arts, even though we are in this crazy year.
Yes. Well, after the kids are all back in school, we do move forward. Talk about adjustments to instruction that you will see be good to continue.
Well, I think that our kids have learned, even though they don't probably truly realize it, how to be so much more tech savvy, and we know that's important going on in the future, but they've been pushed into this world where they have to understand how things work technology-wise. So I think that's something that we've been growing, but it's grown even farther with them. But I think some of the things that they've learned are such important things for anybody to learn. They've learned adaptability. They've learned creative problem solving. They've learned to treat others and themselves with grace. They've learned to lean on each other and support each other. And I think that those are things that have really been focused on this year because of the situations we've been forced into, but I think these are great things for them to carry forward.
Wonderful. Talking all things charter schools, Mandy DeBoer, arts educator with our West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics. So here we go. Why is it important to make sure kids are participating in art-related activities, even if they are learning from home?
I could talk about this for days, but I'll make it more succinct. When you're doing arts, you're learning to collaborate. You're learning to cooperate. You learn how to, your actions affect others. You learn to communicate. You learn to receive constructive feedback and give feedback to others. You learn to be creative, how to approach tasks differently from different perspectives, how to be original. You learn how to organize, concentrate, and focus on things. You learn how to problem solve. You develop skills in reasoning and understanding. You learn how to direct yourself and improve your own skills, whether that's academic or arts. You also learn how to be socially responsible. You learn to act responsibly in the interests of the larger community at MIND. And you learn how to appreciate diverse societies by learning about the different art forms that we study in our classes. So many things. But keeping kids creative in times like this particularly is so important because it keeps them engaged, it keeps them learning, and it keeps them excited about their learning.
Wonderful. Well, are you keeping track of your kids? Will we see some on some Broadway stage one day or behind some musical instrument one day when they're all grown up?
I sure hope so. I have an eighth grader currently right now who's already written a full screenplay, and that's what she would like to do in the future. And she feels like, because she has a good sense of who she is, that that's something that she can achieve. We have plenty of kids that have gone off to do many things in the arts after being here. So I would love to see one of our kids, you know, on that stage accepting an award one of those days.
Wonderful. Well, maybe they'll give you a shout out to my teacher, Mandy DeBoer. If it wasn't for Mandy, well, sometimes that's true, isn't it? Mandy DeBoer, all right, give me details. Where do we find out more information about West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics?
We have a fantastic website that is just westmichiganacademy.org, where you can check a lot of things out. You can also call our school. The number's on that website. Even though we aren't letting people come during the school days, if it's a school that you're interested in, we are offering tours after school hours, so you can check out the building and see all the fun art stuff that happens in the building and all of our facilities. And also, we've done a couple of Saturday tours, so you can check us out there.
Wonderful. Thanks for the conversation.